Doubt no longer, but believe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Gospel of today, the parable of the Good Shepherd comes to life. When Jesus had taught his disciples in the hills of Galilee, he spoke of himself as the Good Shepherd, who, having 100 sheep, leaves the 99 to go in search of the one sheep who has gone astray. Having found the sheep that was lost, he places it on his shoulders and returns rejoicing to his flock, calling his friends to share in his joy. In the Gospel, Thomas is the lost sheep, and he seems to have strayed from the Lord by his own fault, because instead of joining the other disciples on Easter Sunday in the upper room, he stays away. We are not told what kept him away, and we can see in him the men and women of our own day who are kept away from the upper room of the church for many different reasons. But though he doubts, Thomas has not lost his desire to be with the Lord. We can hear this in his words that he says, "Unless I see," he still desires to be with the Lord, he still desires to see him. And the memories of his years in following the Savior throughout the towns of Galilee, hearing his words of wisdom and peace, seeing the miracles he wrought, all this had made Thomas one of the most eager of the disciples. Like St. Peter, he had been ready to risk death in order to stay with Jesus. When Jesus was returning to Judea to comfort Mary and Martha, who were grieving at the death of their brother Lazarus, it was Thomas who in that situation said to the other disciples, "Let us go to die with him." Thomas did not lack courage. Thomas did not lack love of Jesus. He lacked faith. He was without a firm belief in the Lord's promises. But this lack of faith becomes for Thomas, for the other disciples, and for us, an occasion to see the mercy of God. St. John Chrysostom says this, "Consider the mercy of the Lord, how for the sake of one soul he exhibits his wound. Because one person, Thomas, wished to examine him, Christ allowed him to see his wounded hands, side, and feet. For the sake of one soul, Christ appears in the upper room again. For the sake of one sheep, the Good Shepherd searches through the wilderness until he has found it. The mercy of God has not changed or failed. It is still here, drawing to belief those who receive it. Because mercy draws us to believe in God. Thomas saw the mercy of God when he saw the wounds of Christ. The church at the Easter Vigil sings the mercy of God in these words, "To ransom a slave, ransom us, you gave away your Son." From this encounter of the mercy of God, faith in God is born. Because no one can doubt the promises made by a God who gives up his Son to death so that he might keep his promises to us, his adopted children. Thomas saw the mercy of God and believed when he said the words, "My Lord and my God." And we too see the mercy of God, not in visible wounds in the hands and feet of our Savior, but we do see his mercy in the memorial of his death, which is the Holy Eucharist. For at every Mass, Jesus comes to be in our presence, just as once he stood amidst his disciples in the upper room, and his faithfulness to us shows his mercy towards us. for he comes to us at the words of the priest, whether we are attentive or distracted, whether our hearts are full of devotion or lukewarm. He comes to be among us, irregardless of whether we are well prepared or not. He is there. And in this faithful presence of Jesus, we see the mercy of God toward us. And so we should be eager to draw to the upper room of the church those who keep away, for whatever reason, might be error or sadness, doubt or indifference, but they are the lost sheep. And we might say, well, how full the church is. But remember, 99 sheep were not enough for the good shepherd. He went out to find the one that was lost. So let us be attentive. Let us look for those who are lost, who stray. And let us help them to see the mercy of God, the mercy of the Savior, who comes to us in the Holy Eucharist every Sunday, every day. And then we will never doubt that he will be with us when we need him most, in our sorrows and joys, in our difficulties and triumphs. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.